Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day, where we are taking a very close look at 2 Samuel chapter 11, and we are seeing that David is abusing his power and authority. Now, I want you to know that the idea of power and authority in this text is not something that I am making up, but it is squarely in the text. Notice with me this recurring phrase, David sent. You see it in verse 1, in verse 3, in verse 4. You see it two times in verse 6. You see it in verse 8. You see it in verse 14, in verse 27. Over and over throughout this narrative, David is sending. He is sending messengers. He's sending a message. He's sending people back and forth, and they do so without batting an eye. They don't ask questions, they just respond. They are robotic in that way, all except for one person, which we will get to later on. But notice the power at David's disposal. He directs armies, he directs servants, he sends messages and messengers, all from his throne. You know, Abraham Lincoln once said that nearly all men can handle adversity, but if you want to test a man's character, give him power. We see David being tested here, and it's not looking too bright. Why is that? Because David's previous victories and power seem to have gone to his head. Perhaps he thinks he has earned this reward or is deserving of it for some reason. But the reality is that this is abuse of authority, and it is sin, which should cause all of us to think about our own lives and have we abused or are we abusing the authority and power that has been given to us by the Lord? As you pray today, please remember Marco Gaspar and his family, our national changemakers in Portugal. And also remember the Kamba Life Word broadcast that's heard throughout Kenya.